His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. At its latest meeting, the Region 1 Board of Education decided not to plant a tree in honor of former Superintendent Patricia Chamberlain. During a meeting on Monday, Cornwall member John Sanders said the Landscape and Arboretum Committee, which oversees the campus tree plantings, would rather not have any honorific trees because it would open the floodgates for approving all requests. The board had voted last fall to plant a tree following a request from Phil Hart, a former Cornwall Board of Education representative. The town of Sharon has a regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission coming up at 5:30 at Town Hall tonight. On the agenda will be public comment. I'll go through the minutes and permits issued since last meeting, and then go through old business and new business. Kent residents are once again being encouraged to add a donation to the coffee fund for the town crew. First Selectman Bruce Adams announced that he's once again set up an account at the Kent Coffee and Chocolate so residents can show their appreciation for work done in the winter months by members of the town's highway department. Quoting here, "Most people agree that our road crew is one of the best in the area," end quote. He said that in a monthly electronic newsletter sent to town residents, further saying, "Please consider adding to the fund. The guys truly appreciate it." If you've ever wanted to travel back in time, Redick Public Library invites you back to the 80s in the second of their series exploring recent history via photos, video clips, news headlines, trivia, and reminiscence. It's at 1215 at the Red Hook Community Center. You're encouraged to bring photos, garments, and other memorabilia of the area. They'll discuss everything from Back to the Future, Star Wars, and E.T. to the eruption of Mount St. Helens and the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's free, and it's open to the public. Coming up on Thursday at the Scoville Library, a special presentation, World Around Us series, Is the Moon Still There When Nobody Looks? An introduction to quantum physics presented by Matthew Dady, director of physics program at Bard College. The Board of Finance in Salisbury will hold a meeting on January 11th at 7:30 to approve the October 5th regular meeting and December 4th special meeting and to receive a review of the town audit report, the auditor's report, and to act on its presentation. To receive reports from the tax collector, Board of Education, and the Board of Selectmen. On the 13th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Winter's Farmers Market, locally grown and produced foods, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more, 10 till 2 on the 13th. The Scoville Library, the SML Book Group on the 13th at 2 o'clock, another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson, led by Claudia Kane. Berkshire Botanical Garden's annual winter lecture marks its 21st year with an illustrated talk, The New Shade Garden, Creating Lush Oasis in the Age of Climate Change, presented by celebrated lecturer, photographer, and author Ken Drews. The event will be held Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the Lenox Memorial High School, East Street in Lenox. Tickets for the lecture for the general public, $45, $35 for members of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Discounted tickets available for groups of six or more if purchased together. More information is available at berkshirebotanical.org. Beginning on the 13th, Audubon Sharon will be hosting free bird and wildlife ID workshops from 4 o'clock every Saturday afternoon, led by environmental educator Zach Adams. Each program will be an indoor one-hour-long workshop. Each week will focus on different suites of birds, beginning with ducks. The schedule is waterfowl on January 13th, January 20th, sparrows, January 27th, warblers, and February 3rd, shorebirds. For more information, contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108. January 13th, Chatham Bookstore award-winning TV news producer Jeffrey Diamond presents his second novel, Live to Tape. A conversation and question and answer will follow, a brief reading that runs from 5 till 7. On the 13th in South Egremont, Into the Woods winter fundraiser, the team who brought you Spring Awakening at the barn at the Egremont Village Inn will present an evening of theater, drinking, food, and frivolity with a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's classic at 7:30 p.m. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast for the month of January coming up this Sunday. It'll be held at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 102.80 to 25,385.80. The NASDAQ starts off the day today at 7163.58 and the S&P 500 at 2751.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.